there, this is Mistress Daphne. I've had a few questions lately on how to meet somebody when you are a sissy cross-dresser, someone who, or even a trans woman. That's a little bit different than doing it when you're a sissy or a cross-dresser. But I thought that I would address some of the concerns. One of the things that people want to know mostly is, how do I tell my spouse or my significant other that I want to wear panties or I want to dress like a woman? And one of the things that is really challenging is, the longer you're married, and I think you know this, the longer you're married, the more difficult the task becomes. It can seem like it's coming out of the blue, blindsiding the other person. So if you're in a new relationship or you're dating, one of the things I really suggest is bringing it out in the open as early as possible. That can save a lot of angst as the years go on. However, if you really are older and you've been together for a while, one of the ways that I suggest people do it is say something like, I just read about this guy, and I suggest you find an article to share if you have to. I just read about this guy who likes to wear panties, and I actually didn't think it was that weird. And see what it is that your partner says. If your partner's like, that is crazy, I would divorce you, blah, 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 things like that, then you know that you're just going to have to stay in the closet. And that's challenging and difficult and painful, but blessedly you have mistresses here at LDW that are able to talk with you and fantasize with you about your real life desires and needs. And then the other question that I got recently was, how do I meet somebody that is actually going to be receptive? And one of the places that you can go is to gay bars. And I know that you may not be gay, you may not want to suck cock, all of that stuff, I understand. But in gay bars, they're very welcoming. They're embracing. Gay people, lesbians, are so used to being ostracized that they pretty much open their arms for anybody that wants to come in that's on the kink or fetish spectrum. So going to a gay bar is a good place to go. And then if you are even able to do something while you're there, wear lipstick that will come off, obviously, before you go back home. Talking to other women that are there, whether they're cis women or trans women, and talking to them, buy somebody a drink, have them sit down and talk to you. That's all you need to do. You don't need to hit on anybody. And if they hit on you, then you get to make that decision about what it is that you want to do. And if you don't want to do anything but wear women's clothes and meet somebody like a friend, one of the things I really encourage you to do is find online resources. There are lots of support groups for sissies and cross-dressers and trans folks as well. So there's lots of places that you can go online. If you have any other questions, what I want you to do is I want you to email me, Daphne@EnchantrixEmpire.com, and I will field questions, and I'll answer them here. You all have fun. Wear panties. Even in your dreams. I adore you. Ciao.